弟兄姊妹朋友们平安。
Peace, brothers, sisters, and friends.
感谢主又让我们有机会来这里一起来敬拜他。
Thank the Lord that once again we have this opportunity to worship Him together.
让我们一起来到我们的父神前，一起祷告。
Let us come before our Lord and pray.
亲爱的父神，我们谢谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
你又把这样美好的主日赐给每一个你的儿女。
You once again you have given this wonderful Lord's Day to every one of your children.
让每个你的儿女有这样的权柄，也有这样的特权来敬拜你。
So that every child of you have this opportunity and this privilege to worship you.
主，就求主你引导今天的敬拜。
Lord, please guide today's worship.
主，愿你的圣灵运行在我们中间。
Lord, we ask your spirit to work among us.
愿主耶稣基督你的名在我们中间被高举。
May the name of our Lord Jesus Christ be exalted.
主，愿我们的祷告、我们的敬拜、我们的唱诗都能达到你的面前。
Lord, may our praises, our worship, and our prayer be reaching out to you.
我们这样祷告祈求，奉靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们上一次我在这里跟大家一起分享了马太福音二十章第一节到第十六节的比喻。
Last time I shared with everyone here on Matthew chapter 20.
说有一个家主去街市上招工人去他的园中工作。
And the parable is talking about the one master that is looking for servants to work in his vineyard.
他招工人的是无条件的。
He was looking for the workers that without any condition.
他不看他们的才干，也不看他们的背景。
He didn't check on their gifts and their background.
只要愿意去他园中工作的，不管是一天中什么时候，他总也不拒绝。
It is to everyone who is willing to work in his vineyard, no matter what condition is that he will let them to work in his vineyard.
哪怕是一天中最后的一小时，他还在继续的招工人。
No matter what time during that day, even the last hour that he's still looking for the servant.
还有工人不断的进入他的园中。
And at the last hour, there's still more workers to come into his yard.
虽然这些工人进入他的园中的时间不同。
Although the time they came to his work is different.
有早有晚。
Some are late, some are early.
但家主是给他们一样的工钱。
But the master gives them the same wages.
这个比喻呢是在讲论救恩的问题。
And this parable is talking about the salvation.
他想让听到这个比喻的每一个人能够明白。
He wants to let everyone who hears this parable to understand one truth.
每一个神的儿女都是主耶稣基督用他的宝血赎买的。
Every child of God is purchased by God through Jesus Christ's precious blood.
在主的眼中一样的宝贵，没有高低贵贱之分。
In the eye of the Lord, everyone is equal and precious are the same, and no matter what their status are.
也就是说，得救不是个人的功劳。
And in other words, that your being saved is not based on your work.
那是神完全的恩赐，当然也是神的恩典。
It's totally God's grace and God's gift.
今天我们一起来分享马太福音二十五章十四到三十节这个比喻。
Today I want to share with you the parable chapter 25 verse 14.
这是主耶稣在上十字架之前安慰和鼓励他门徒的一段经文。
This is the parable that Jesus used to comfort and encourage his disciples before he went to the cross.
他知道他要暂时离开他们。
He knows that he will be gone temporarily.
他要把他在地上的事工呢交托给他的门徒。
He wants to pass his ministry to his disciples.
他也要赐给他们一切所需要的。
And he also want to give all the graces they needed.
来完成地上一切的事工。
The grace that they need to complete the ministry on earth.
他也要他的门徒警醒准备。
And he also wants his disciples to be alert and have a sober mind.
用好他赐给他们的各样的恩赐。
And he wants them to use all the gifts he gave to them.
做一个忠心良善的仆人，等候他的再来。
And be a good and faithful servant waiting for the Lord to come again.
因为当他再来的时候，他要审判这个世界。
Because the time he come again.That will be a judgment time. He will judge the world.
而审判是要从神的家开始。
And the judgment will start with the, from the family of God.
我们一起读一节经文，就在彼得前书四章七节。
Let us read a verse that is in 1 Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书四章十七节。
1 Peter chapter 4 verse 17.
因为时候到了。审判要从神的家起手，这是先从我们起手，那不信从神福音的人将有何等的结局呢？
For it is time for judgment to begin with the family of God, and if it begins with us, what will the outcome be for those who do not obey the gospel of God?
所以他说，审判要从神的家开始，也就是从神来的时候，那么他首先审判的是他的子民。
So therefore hereHe, once again, he said that the judgment will start with the family of God on the day that Jesus Christ comes again.
我们把这一段经文16节经文分为三个部分。
Today, I want to divide the scriptures from Matthew chapter 25 into three portions.
第一部分是14-15节。
The first is from 14 to 15.
这是在讲家族按仆人的才干分派他的家业给他们。
This two verses is talking about the master entrusted his property to his servants according to their gift.
这是在讲神的恩赐。
This is talking about God's gift.
第二部分16节到18节讲仆人各得家业离去。
And the second portion is from verse 16 to 18. This is talking about theThe servants received the gift and they went their way to do their job.
这是在讲神子民的责任。
This is talking about the responsibilities of the servants.
最后一部分就是19节到30节。
And the last portion is from verse 19 to verse 30.
这是在家族与仆人回来要算账。
This portion is talking about the master comes back and will settle accounts with his servants.
这是在讲神要对他子民的审判。
And this is talking about the judgment that God will give to the servants.
我们先来看第一部分14-15节。
First, we want to talk about the first portion from verse 14 to 15.
家主按仆人的才干分家业给他们。
The master gave the gift to according to the servant's ability.
我们一起看14-15节。
Let us take a look of the verse 14 and 15.
结果又好比一个人要往外国去，又叫了仆人来，把他的家业交给他们，按照个人的才干给他们银子，一个给了5000，一个给了2000，一个给了1000，就往外国去了。
Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to its ability. Then he went on his journey.
这里的一个人还有后面要讲到的主人都是指我们的主耶稣基督。
Here talking about a master.And the later talking about a man, that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
往外国去是指他要去很长一段时间，然后要回来。
Going out on his journey, that's talking about he will be gone away for a long time and will come back.
这里还有一个又字，它是又好比。
And here it has a,
again. 这个又呢，它在表示呢，就是说这段比喻呢，跟前面二十五节第十一章第一章到第十三节，它是同一类的比喻。
And again, here is related to the verses before. They are the same the parables.
都是在告诫他的门徒。
They have the similar meaning. It's warning. It is used to warn his servants.
要为主的带来做好准备。
We need to be prepared for the master's coming.
只不过是第一节到第十三节是要神要他的门徒呢要保持跟主美好的关系。
And from chapter 25, verse 1 to 13, it's talking about the servant needs to have a good relationship, close relationship with his master.
24节到30节他是在告诫他的门徒要善用神赐给他们各样的恩赐。
And verse 14 to 30 is talking about to warn his servant to use their gift wisely.
竭力为主做工。
And do their best to work for the Lord.
这里的一切银子，也就是说，它也可以称一他连得，在当时呢，是一个人20年的工资。
And the talent used here is corresponding to the nowadays one talent is a person's 20 years wage.
它也就相当于我们现在的60万美元。
It is according to nowadays about 60,000, 600,000 dollars.
那么两千银子呢，也就是40年的工资。
And 2,000 talent is equivalent to the 40 years wage.
相当于120万美元。
And it's about 1,200 dollars.
5,000银子也就相当于120年的工资。
And 5,000 talent is about 50 years wage. 150 years wage. 120 years wage.
相当于300万美元。
Corresponding to 3,000, $3 million.
主在这里用一个巨额的这个钱的数目，它是来比喻神恩赐之丰富。
And here the Lord used such a big amount of money to describe the gift that God gives to us is abundant.
一般的讲，神的恩赐呢，它包括救恩、才干，还有属灵的恩赐。
And the gift God gave us include salvation and the gift and the ability.
而每个神的儿女的救恩，它是一样的、平等的。
And the salvation God gave to every one of us equal and same.
这我们可以知道从罗马书还有从我们上一次的分享看到。
And we will know that from the book of Romans and the last time we have shared in my sermon.
但是呢，神儿女的才干和属灵的恩赐它是不同的。
But the ability of God's children and their spiritual gifts are different.
在这里所讲的才干，它是指一个人的先天生来的体力还有智力。
And the ability we're talking about here is the person's physical capability and their ability.
以及在后天。在先天基础上所得到的知识跟技能。
And some might gain the later days in their life.
我们这里所说的先天的，也就是不是我们个人功劳得到的。
Here we talk about the inherently, it means that it's not our own, but it's a gift.
乃是神造我们的时候。就赋予我们的。
And it's when God created us, He gave that gift to us, ability to us.
那么属灵的恩赐呢，是神得，是每个人得救之后。
And the spiritual gift is the gift that when a person is saved.
是神通过圣灵赐给每一个他儿女的能力，这是有区别的。
And God gave to his children through the Spirit. The spiritual gift is different among people.
这在罗马书第十二章六到八节，还有哥林多后书十二章七到十一节，还有彼得前书四章九到十一节都有记录。
And these spiritual gifts are recorded in detail in Romans chapter 12, verse 6 to 8, and 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 11, and 1 Peter chapter 4.
那么我还有一个地方就在以弗所书四章七到八节，还有十一到十二节。
And another place is recorded in the book of Ephesians chapter 4.
第四章第七节八节还有十一节十二节。
Chapter 4 verse 7 to 8.
我在这儿读一下。我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。所以经上说他升上高阶的时候挪留了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 7, but to each one of us grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says when he ascended on high, he led captives in his train and gave gifts to man.
如果把神的恩赐我们再扩展，我们会发现
if we expand the spiritual gifts, we will find
我们的身体、我们的时间以及财产，其实都是属于神的恩赐。
Our body, our time, and our properties all belongs to God's gift.
因为身体、时间都是神造的，赐给我们的。
Because our body and the time all are given from God.
我们主来到这个世界，我们的主来到这个世界的时候呢，我们每个人来到这个世界的时候呢，都是空空的来，其实。
Every year, one of us, when we came to this world, we are empty-handed.
那么其实我们回到天家的时候呢，也是空空的回去，但是我们要带着救恩回去。
On the time we going back to our God, that we also empty-handed.
那里有属于我们预备了最好的地方。
There, God will prepare for us the wonderful gift.
我们。一起可以看一下约伯记一章二十节。
Shall we look at the book of Job, chapter one?
他说：“我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回。赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。耶和华是应当称颂的。”
Here it says, "I."
一章二十节。
一章
二十节。
Job.Chapter 1, verse 20. Job got up and... Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised.
我们下面看我们第二部分，16节到第18节。
Now let us look at the second part of my preaching.
仆人仆人呢各得家业离去。
And the servant received the part of the property and respectively and went away to their work.
这里是在讲神子民的责任。
Here is talking about the responsibilities of God's servants.
下面我们一起看一下16节到18节。
Let us look at the verse 16 to 18.
那领五千的随即去做买卖，另外赚了五千，那领两千的也照样赚了两千，但那领一千的去挖掘开地，把主人的银子埋藏了。
The man who had received five talents went at once and put his money to work and gained five more. And also the one with the two talents gained two more. But the man who had received the one talent went off.Dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money.
这里随即呢是表示前两个仆人领了主人的交托，他们立即就去做，一点不拖延。
Here the word at once, that means the two servants that once they took the money from the Lord, then they went right away to do their job. This indicates the obedience of the servant. According to the master gave to them, they use their gift to respect.
为了讨主人的喜乐。
To please the master.
而第三位仆人。
And the third servant.
虽然他领受了主的交托。
Even though he had received the gift from the master.
他却不去为主人办事。
But he didn't do the work according to the master.
讨他的喜乐。
He didn't please the master.
却凭自己的意愿，他把交出他的银子没到地下。
But according to his own will, he dug a hole in the ground and buried the money.
去做他自己的事情。
And he went to do his own business.
比较这两位与第三位的仆人。
Compare the first two servants and the last servant.
那么前者呢，他是明白主人的旨意。
And the first two, that they understand the will of the master.
为了讨主人的喜乐。
And they want to please the master.
竭力完成主人所交托他的事。
And they did their best to complete the task.
他是一个智慧的仆人。
And they are the wise servant.
而后者。
And the third servant.
他虽然有主人赐给他各样的恩赐。
Even though he has the gift that the master gave to him.
他却不去按主人的要求去做讨主人的喜悦。
But he didn't do according to the will of the master and to please the master.
可以说这是一个愚昧的仆人。
And this we can say he is a foolish servant.
所以我们作为神的儿女。
So that as the child of God.
我们做一切都是为了讨主的喜乐。
Whatever we do is to please the Lord.
为了荣耀我们主的名。
In order to glorify the name of our Lord.
其实还有就是，那么我们要知道神他是全知全能的。
And also we should know that God is all knowing and omniscient.
他知道我们每个儿女的才干，也。
And he knows the gift of every child.
因为我们的才干也是他赐给的。
Because it is him who gave the gift.
他也把他的圣灵放在我们每个人的心里。
And he also gave us the spirit inside of us.
他也必赐给我们属灵的各样的恩赐。
And the spirit will give us all the gifts we need.
也就是说，神的儿女除了救恩之外，也必有别的各样的恩赐。
And use another word, other than the salvation, every child of God will have gift from God.
而如何使用神赐给我们这样的恩赐？
And how we should use the gift that coming from God?
这是我们每一个神儿女的责任。
This is the responsibility of each child of God.
那么为了更明白这个呢，我们可以看一下以弗所书第五章十五到十七节。
In order to understand this in detail, that we want to look at some verses. First is Ephesians chapter 5.
第五章十五到十七节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 15 to 17.
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。爱要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil.
因为主在这里告诫我们，是因为他知道每个他儿女的软弱，也知道我们所处的环境。
Here the Lord warns us because he understands the weakness of each his child.
下面我们来看第三部分，第十九节到三十节。
Now let us look at the third part.
主人与仆人要算账。
From verse 19 to 30, the master will settle down accounts with his servant.
这是在讲神主将来回来要对他子民的审判。
Here is talking about the judgment when the Lord comes again.
我们看十九节。
Verse 19.
过了许久，那仆人的主人来了，和他们算账。
After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them.
主人过了许久，从别国回来，要与仆人算账。
After a long time, the master comes from far away and wants to settle down.
这表示呢，主耶稣要再来的时候，要对他的子民进行审判。
This indicates that when the Lord comes again, he will judge his people.
我们读一下彼得前书四章十七节。
Let us read First Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书四章十七节。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 17.
彼得前书四章十七节，因为时候到了，审判要从神的家起手。若是先从我们起手，那不信从福音的人将如何审的结果呢？
For it is time for judgment to begin with the family of God, and if it begins with us, what will the outcome be for those who do not obey the gospel of God?
这是在基督台前的审判。
This is the judgment before the throne of Jesus Christ.
它不是在白色大宝座前的审判。
This is not the white the judgment that to the unbelievers.
基督台前的审判是对信徒的审判。
And the judgment, the judgment of before the seat of the Lord is the judgment to the believers.
对，他是对他信徒的审判。我们可以看一下哥林多后书五章十节。
Let us look at the First Corinthians chapter 11.
五章十节，第五章第十节，第五章第十节。
Seven.
对，哥林多后书五章十节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5.
他说：“因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按照本身所行的，或善或恶受报。”
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad.
而白色大宝座的审判呢，是指神在新天新地之前的最后审判。
And the judgment before the white seat that is to the is the judgment to the unbelievers.
他是对非信徒的审判。
Those are the judgment for the unbelievers.
这记录在启示录二十章十一到十五节，我们在这里就不读了。
And these are recorded in the book of Revelation.
所有的不在生命册上的人都要得到，都要遭到永刑，都要被扔到火湖里，也就是地狱。
And all the names that is not recorded in the book of life.They will be thrown in to the fire of hell for the final judgment.
下面我们一起看一下二十章到二十节到二十三节。马太福，下面我们一起看一下马太福音，我们今天要讲的二十章到二十节到二十三节。
Now let's look at the scripture from Matthew chapter 25.
二十到二十三节。
From verse 20 to verse 23.
那领五千银子的又带着那另外的五千来说：“主啊，你交给我五千银子，请看，我又赚了五千。”主人说：“好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。” 那领两千的也来说，主啊，你交给我两千银子，请看，我又赚了两千。主人说，好，你是又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
The man who had received the five talents brought the other five. Master, he said, you entrusted me with five talents. See, I have gained five more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things, many things. Come and share your master's happiness.
在这里呢，主人表达了对前两位仆人的肯定和赞美。
Here the master expressed his praise and pleasement to the first two servants.
他因为他所用的词呢是完全一样的。
Because he used the same word to describe their his satisfaction.
这表示呢，主人对仆人他所完成了多少的工作，乃是他不是看多少的工作，乃是看他们是否忠心。
Here the master saying that it's not according to how much work they have finished, it's because they are obedient to obey the master's command.
在这里呢，主人把五千银，把五千和两千银子看作不多的事。
And here the master is think that 5,000 talents and 2,000 talents are not that much.
他这表示呢，主人家业之大，良善忠心的仆人还被会赐给更多。
And that indicates the master is very rich, and he will give more to those that have 5,000 talents and 2,000 talents.
同时，我们也能知道神的恩赐是可变的。
Through here we know that God's gift is changeable.
那些充分利用神的恩赐。为主做工的，他将会得到的越来越多。
To those who use their master's gift and do their best, they will gain more.
他的才干也会越来越大。
And their gift will become more.
除此之外呢，他们还会与主人一同享受快乐。
And other than that, they will also enjoy the happiness with their master.
下面我们看第二十四到第二十五节。
And now we shall look at verse 24 to 25.
那领一切的也来说，主啊，我知道你是任心的人，没有种的地方要收割，没有撒的地方要聚敛，我就害怕去把你的一切银子埋藏在地里。请看，你的原银子在这里。
Then the man who had received the one talent came, Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering.Where you have not scattered the seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you.
这位仆人呢，他其实在责备他的主人是一位任性的人。
And this servant actually is rebuking his master, said he is a hard man.
以害怕为由，为他没有办好主人交托他的事来找借口。
The reason he didn't do the work and complete the work his servant told him because he said he is afraid.
他不思想主人的旨意。
He didn't think about the will of his master.
却以自己的意愿去行事。
But do according to his own will.
他是一个不顺服的仆人。
He is a disobedient servant.
我们再看第二十六到二十七节。
Let's read verse 26 to 27.
这里面有恶，有个恶仆人，还有他说恶还懒惰。这里面的恶呢，它是指这个仆人他不但不顺从。
And here the master calls the servant wicked and lazy. The wicked is talking about the disobedient of the servant.
他还在污蔑，还毁谤他的仆人，他的主人。
And not only he's wicked, he also slanders his master.
把怜悯、恩慈、良善的主人说成主人说成是一个任性的人。
And he's calling his gracious and merciful Lord, master as a hard man.
他完全没有一颗感恩的心。
he doesn't have a thankful heart.
懒呢是指他不去努力完成主所交托的工。
The laziness about him is he didn't do his work to complete his master's command.
而把主赐给他的银子还埋到地下。
And he not only that, he buried his master's gift in the ground.
没有发挥任何功效。
He didn't use that gift and make a profit out of it.
我们再看一下最后的三节，二十八到三十节。
And let's look at the last three verses.
二十八节到三十节，这里读一下。夺过他这一切来，比那有一万的，因为凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；没有的，连他所有的也要夺过来。把这无用的仆人丢在外面黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have even what he has will be taken from him.
主人把那没有使用的一切银子从恶仆人手中夺过来，又赐给了第一位仆人。
Here the master taking away the money that the wicked servant didn't use and gave it to the one that has completed the work.
从这我们可以看到这样一个现象。
From here we know that
从这我们可以看到，主人起初呢，他是按才干分银子的。
In the beginning, the master is giving gifts according to the ability.
最后就是按仆人的忠心来奖赏。
But the reward is according to each one's faithfulness or not.
忠心顺服的仆人呢，就得到更多的恩赐。
The good and faithful servant will gain more gifts.
而背逆还有不顺服的仆人呢，他就不但得不到奖赏，而且呢还会去到黑暗之中。
And the wicked and the disobedient servant will not only have reward, they also will have punishment.
而且他还会失去以前的恩赐。
And he also will lose the previous gift to him.
更可悲的是，他失去了跟主人一同的喜乐。
And the saddest thing is he lost all the happiness that he can share with his masters.
那么这里面呢，有两个地方我们需要认真的来思考一下。
Here there's two aspects we want to consider.
就是这里面讲到的黑暗与主里的快乐是指什么？
So what does it mean the darkness and the happiness in the Lord?
这个问题呢，其实也一直在困扰我自己。
And I'm oftentimes, sometimes I'm wondering about this too.
我查了许多的资料。
And I looked a lot of materials.
但是没有一致的解释。
And there's not one complete description for that.
但是感谢主，他是又真又活的神。
But thank the Lord, He is a true and a living God.
他知道我们的需要。
He knows our needs.
星期六呢，我们参加了长青团契的聚会。
And on Saturday, I attended the Evergreen Fellowship.
一位神的老仆人呢，给我们分享了腓立比书4:4-7.
And one of God's servants shared with us some verses from Philippians chapter 4.
我们现在一起来看一下。
Let us look at it together.
腓立比书4:4-7.
Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 to 7.
腓立比书4:4-7，读一下。你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心主已经定了，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢 只要你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 4 Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, send your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
这段经文告诉我们，属神的人只有靠主才会喜乐。
This scripture tells us to whoever belongs to the Lord, you will have happiness only when you are in the Lord.
不靠主行事，不顺服主，他就不会有主内的属里的喜乐。
It's not trusting the Lord and in the Lord that you will not have this joyfulness.
那么没有主里的喜乐了，就是在外面的黑暗之中。
Without the joy in the Lord, that you are actually in the darkness.
其实这里并不是指我们说的物理上的黑暗。
This is not talking about the physical darkness.
乃是指人的属灵的一种状态。
And this is talking about the situation that the spiritual situation one has.
我们常常说还没有信主的人，他是在黑暗之中。
We often say that the people that who does not believe Jesus Christ, they are in the darkness.
而信主的人有时因为得罪神，或者是有时不祝福神，或者有时为世上的事情缠绕、苦读，或者是心里的忧愁，也会暂时处在一种属灵的黑暗之中。
But for the believers, when they sin against the Lord or they are not in the Lord, they sometimes temporarily they will lose the peace and the joy and they will be in the darkness.
这像比喻中的第三位仆人。
It's just like the third servant in this parable.
他有神的恩赐，却不去顺服神。
He has the gift from God, but he does not obey God.
靠自己的主观意愿，他去行事。
And he's doing things according to his own will.
充满担心害怕。
Full of fear and worry.
我们一起看一下哥林多前书三章十二节到十五节。
And let us look at the First Corinthians chapter 3.
这里所说的情形就是这样子。
And here is describing a situation like that person that in the darkness.
哥林多前书三章十二到十五节。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 12 to 15.
若有人用金银宝石草木和秸在这根基上建造，个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子将要他表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。人在那根基上所建的工程若重得住，他就要得赏赐；人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。虽然得救，乃要像从火里经过的一样。
If any man builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, his work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work. If what he has built survives, he will receive his reward. If it is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flame.
我们可以想象一下，一个从火里逃出来的人是一个什么的样子。
We can imagine what the person will look like escaping through the flame.
我们今天一起分享了马太福音二十五章到三十节的这个暗财丰盈的比喻。
Today we have shared together the parable in Matthew chapter 25. About the gift given to according to one's ability.
每个神的儿女可能都要会问这样一个问题。
Every child of God might ask such a question.
当主再来的时候，我会是这里面的哪个仆人？
When the Lord comes again, which servant I will be according to this parable?
是有五千的、两千的，还是那位有一千的仆人？
Am I a 5,000 talents or 2,000 talents, 2 talents or 1 talent person?
不管神在我们身上的恩赐是多少，
No matter how much gift God gives to us,
我们应该明白多少并不重要。
We should understand that it is not that important how much we have.
最要紧的是我们怎么样把神所赐给我们的这些恩赐好好的来做神的工。
The most important is we shall use the gift God gives to us to accomplish the work that God wants us to do.
成为忠心良善的仆人。
Be a good and faithful servant.
进入主的喜乐之中。
So that we can enter into the master's happiness.
这段经文既是对神的儿女的警戒，也是对我们的鼓励。
This passage is not only the warning for the servant, also an encouragement for the servant.
他警戒我们。
He warns us.
主来的日子真的是近了。
The days that the Lord is coming is near.
每个神的儿女要充分的利用神赐给我们的。
Every child of God should use the gift from God to his best.
来讨他的喜乐。
So that we can please him.
顺服主的旨意。
To obey the will of the Lord.
安慰我们的是。
And the encouragement to us is.
神所交托我们的必然是我们能够承受得起的。
The responsibilities the Lord ask us is it will be the one that we can accomplish.
也就是不管神交托我们做什么，神一定我们一定知道我们一定会完成的。
That is no matter what God wanted us to do, that we should be able to do it.
因为他是按我们的才干与我们的恩赐交托我们的。
Because He gave us all the responsibilities according to our ability and the gifts.
他没有让我们每一个他的儿女成为神学家。
He didn't want every child of his to become a theologian.
像路德或者是加尔文。
Like Martin Luther and John Calvin.
他也没有让我们每个人成为穆勒或者是戴德森。
He didn't want every one of us to become George Mueller or Hudson Taylor.
而他是根据我们每个人的不同的恩赐，教出我们完成一些事情。
He is giving us the work according to our ability and the gift.
他可能让我们就在教会之中侍奉。
He might just want us to serve in his church.
做专业的执事。
To be a deacon.
或者做主日学的老师。
Or be a Sunday school teacher.
也可能做司琴。
Or maybe a pianist.
也可能做领诗的。
Or a song leader.
也可能做关怀的。
Or a caregiving.
等等等等。
Or etc.
不管他让我们做什么。
No matter what he wants us to do.
就是让我们成为他家业的忠心的仆人。
He only wants us to be a faithful servant to his in his kingdom.
成为他良善忠心的好管家。
To be a good and faithful servant steward.
就像是彼得前书四章九到十一节告诉我们的。
It's just like it is described in First Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书四章九节到十一节。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 9 to 11.
你们要互相款待，不要发怨言。个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。只有讲道的要按照神的圣言讲。若有服侍人的，要按照神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。原来荣耀、权柄都是他的，直到永永远远。
Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen.
但愿我们在座的每一个神的儿女都能够成为我们主忠心良善的仆人。
May each one of us here be a good and faithful servant of the Lord.
当主再来的时候，我们不至于被逃到黑暗之中，我们会跟他一同喜乐。
And when the Lord's second coming, that we will not be thrown in the darkness, we will enjoy the happiness with our Lord.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的父神，我们谢谢你这样的爱我们。
Oh dear Heavenly Father, once again we thank you for loving us so much.
主，你在创始之前，你就把你的儿女写在生命册上。
Lord, before the creation of the earth, that you have written down the names of your children.
让我们这些本该灭亡的人能够有那永生的盼望。
And to us that we deserve to be destroyed, but you gave us hope.
主啊，你是这样的信实。
And Lord, you are so faithful.
恩慈怜悯。
And gracious and merciful.
主，就让我们真的做你忠心良善的仆人。
And Lord, please help us to be a good and faithful servant.
主，让我们靠着你的恩典来完成主你交托我们的事工。
And Lord, please help us to do your work according to the strength that you provide for us.
当你再来的时候，让我们不自羞愧。
And when we will not be ashamed when you come again.
让我们跟你在你的里面一同喜乐。
So that we can enjoy the happiness in you.
我们就祷告祈求，奉靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's precious name.
Amen.
Amen.